Now, with inflation at its highest level in almost 40 years and price hikes in electricity and gas continuing at an alarming rate, it's fair to say that people are very much feeling under financial pressure at the moment. And joining me on the line, Jesse Anthony, Money Advice Coordinator with the Money Advice and Budgeting Services, or MABS, in South Munster in Cork City. And you're very welcome, Jesse.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for talking to us on this very topical and worrying issue for a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, and it's fair to say that people are under an enormous amount of financial stress at the moment, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I think it's all about the concern as to what they are going to be facing during the winter months with hikes in both utility and energy costs and, of course, projected increases in mortgage rates and all of that. So it's very concerning for anybody and very worrying. And I suppose what we would say in MABS, really the first thing that we would say is don't struggle alone. There are services like ourselves in MABS who are there and willing to speak to you and support you. So don't ignore the difficulties. Contact us in MABS. Don't ignore the bills. They won't go away, unfortunately. So either contact ourselves in MABS or contact your providers or your creditors and get that support to address the problem.
Because as you mentioned there, it's a very unfortunate perfect storm whereby you're seeing the cost of food go up, you're seeing the cost of electricity going up, you're seeing the cost of diesel and petrol go up. Mortgage rates are going up, interest rates are going up. I mean, has there ever been a time where it all seems to have come together at once, or is this just a unique time?
I think this is quite a unique time, but to be honest with you, money worries have always been there and they're nothing really to be ashamed of. Depending on the family circumstances, it might be more individual to the person as opposed to more of a societal issue as it is now. So again, as I would say, is the main thing is to address it and to reach out to people, either to creditors or to the Money Advice and Budgeting Service. And the main thing really is to put some form of a plan in place. And who better than the professionals in MABS, who we're at this for 30 years. We've 60 locations nationwide, services, and we also have a helpline. So we're here really to use our expertise to help you plan and try and put something in place to address all of these issues which are now coming down the tracks.
Take electricity and gas, for example, because I think they're actually the two things that most people are worried about, particularly going into the winter and there's talks of different power cuts and all that going down the line. If somebody is getting their electricity bill in the door this morning and they're looking at it and they are genuinely not in a position to pay that amount, what is the first thing they should do?
Well, as I said, the first thing they should do is either contact ourselves in MABS or contact their providers. And then once they have done that and kind of dealt with the immediate issue, then we can take a look at the finances and all of that. So here in MABS, I suppose we would be again saying to people to try and put some sort of plan in place. Take a look at what's coming into the house. Is there any way that you can increase the amount of money coming into the house? So if you're on social welfare, are you claiming all your social welfare entitlements? If you're working, again, is your tax affairs, all of that up to date? Are you claiming everything you're entitled through your tax? And then there are additional payments as well, which somebody who is working can receive, like the working family payment or the additional needs payment. And the additional needs payment is there specifically to address a lot of the issues that the government anticipated families to be coming up against. So that's a new payment that's coming over the last couple of months, which somebody could qualify for. So again, they could either contact ourselves in MABS for assistance there or contact their community welfare officer. So there's, as I said, the important thing really is to look at what's coming in and try and maximise that if possible, and then look at all the bills, what's going out, can there anything be changed, can anything be reduced, maybe you could switch providers possibly, get a better tariff, get a better rate. There are a couple of good sites out there, which switching sites which people can go to, and then the CCPC or the Consumer Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. They're also, that's a good site for comparing costs of plans and things like that. So there's lots of things that somebody can do for themselves before they even contact MABS. And as I said, the main thing is about planning, trying to structure something about what's coming in, what's going out, and then getting advice as to how to manage those bills and manage that spending.
And I suppose the most important thing is not to ignore it. Bills don't go away, and particularly unpaid bills won't go away. So don't ignore it. You do need to speak to someone, don't you?
You do. As I said, you need to reach out for that help. And even if you can't pay a full bill, we'll say maybe look at paying something off it, rather, as you said, than ignoring the situation. There are also then a number of the, a good site as well to have a look at is the Commission for Regulation of Utilities. And there are lots of energy saving tips and energy saving advice available there as well. But as I said, the main thing is really to try and set up some sort of a budget plan, set up some sort of a payment plan, have a look at what's coming in, what's going out, and then we in MABS will advise you as to how to manage the family finances and try and just, organise everything so that everything will be looked after.
And aside from electricity and gas and utility bills coming in, from a budgeting point of view, when it comes to food and groceries and stuff like that, are you in a position to help people with that as well?
Yes. So I suppose part of what we would do in MABS, as I said, is that we would work a budget for somebody. We would take a look at what's coming in, what's going out, and try and give advice then as to how best to organise that. Food spending is important, and obviously everybody's family is different and everybody's size and what they like and don't like, it's all different, and how they can prepare food and how they can store food. So we would give advice on that. There is actually on our website a fabulous cookbook called 101 Square Meals, which can be downloaded, so it helps families to manage and prepare food on a budget.
Yeah, and you mentioned it there. I mean, there's no shame in picking up the phone and ringing someone and saying, guys, I need a bit of a hand here with the finances. Can you help me?
No shame at all. I mean, as I said, everybody, I suppose, there's no one particular type of person that comes to MABS. The service is available to everyone regardless of their financial circumstances. And we all have bills, and we all have bills now which are increasing. So no one is different really. As I said, we're there to support anybody who seeks our assistance.
If there is people listening to this now, Jessie, and they want to get in contact with you, what is the best way to do that?
So you can either contact us directly through the office here. So the number is 0818072090. That's the telephone number of Cork City MABS. We also have a helpline, and the number is 0818072002000. Our website, there's lots of useful tips on our website, mabs.ie, and then there's a messenger service as well. So there's a number of ways to contact us, and of course to drop into the office here in person. We're open and we're serving the public, so that's always an option as well.
It's an absolutely brilliant service that you provide. Just before I let you go, Jessie, if there is any message of reassurance that you can give to anyone who might be struggling financially at the moment, would you have a message for them?
I would. And that is really not to ignore the situation, to reach out for help. It's there. It's a free service. It's a confidential service. There are advisors, qualified advisors on hand to give you expert advice. So the main thing is not to be alone. There is no shame in struggling and trying to manage money, and reach out to MABS today.
On that note, Jessie Anthony, Money Advice Coordinator with the South Munster Cork office in Cork with MABS. Thanks a million for joining me today.
Thank you, Linda.